Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin today in Moscow. Macron will then go to Kyiv in Ukraine. And in Washington, President Biden today is meeting with Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz to coordinate policies should Russia invade Ukraine. This as Russia has stationed more than 100,000 troops on the Ukrainian border, and the U.S. is sending a few thousand of its troops to Eastern Europe. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Paris. Eleanor, hi.
Hi.
Macron is now at the center of diplomacy efforts between NATO and Moscow. He and Putin have met a number of times. How's their relationship?
Right. Well, it's Macron's first time at the Kremlin. You know, they're not really close. We could wonder who is very close to Vladimir Putin. But And France and Russia don't have, you know, a really great relationship right now. But Macron has always tried to stay on good terms with Putin. And he's always been a proponent of Europe having a dialogue with Russia, its neighbor. He's talked to him some 16 times over the past 2 years. And and the leader who was closest to Putin, Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, she's gone now. So that has really put Macron's relationship as the top one with Putin, the most important in Europe. And also, I would say he's speaking not just for France, but France holds the rotating presidency of the EU. So he's also speaking in the name of the European Union. And he's consulted all of his European partners before holding this meeting today.
Now, a few weeks ago in this crisis, Putin seemed to be ignoring the Europeans and only wanting to talk to the United States. Has something changed?
It would seem that something has changed. You're right. You know, it seemed, you know, Putin just went over Europe straight to the U.S., almost wanted to show Europe that Europe didn't matter. But some analysts are saying Putin may be looking for a way to de-escalate this crisis. You know, he may have overplayed his hand. I'll tell you this. Europeans generally have a different view on this troop buildup. They don't see it as a precursor to an invasion. You're not hearing what they call alarmist talk coming out of Washington about an imminent invasion. That seems very jarring when you hear it from over here. They see the troop buildup as a way for Putin to force the West to deal with Russia's angst over NATO on its borders and to deal with its security demands. And I spoke with Alexandra de Hoop-Scheffer. She's head of the German Marshall Fund's Paris office. And she said she believes Putin now sees Macron as an important and useful interlocutor. And here's what she told me today.
As tensions between the United States and Russia are escalating, including from a military standpoint, with the decision of President Biden to deploy additional troops in Poland, in Romania, you see that there is a return of Russia towards European diplomacy.
So, Eleanor, what do we know so far about today's meeting and how it went?
Well, it is still going on, Scott. They're going to have dinner together, and they've put no limits on it. And the two leaders are said to be only with their interpreters and perhaps two note takers, just the two of them, so that there's no grandstanding and that so they can really get to the heart of the matter. And Putin has said, he's told Macron, I am waiting for you, and he really wants to discuss things deeply.
Now, I've read Macron in an interview saying, what's important geopolitically for Russia is not Ukraine. This is not about Ukraine from the Russians' perspective. What does he mean?
Well, what he means is that Russia, they want to be taken seriously. They want their security. You know, over the last 20 days, NATO has gotten closer and closer. They're in Poland. They're in the Baltic states. And they want the West to take their security concerns seriously. And so, you know, Macron went into this very optimistically. He said he had conferred with his European allies, Germany, and it seems they are ready to any kind of deal that could happen might be that the West and Russia would not place arms or soldiers in Ukraine. So he thinks it's just about taking Russia seriously in its security demands.
Yeah. And finally, is it likely that Macron will be able to make any progress with Putin and help defuse this situation?
Well, he thinks he will. He says he doesn't believe in miracles, but he's hopeful. What he's hoping to do is restart what's known as the Normandy format, and that was direct talks between Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany that started in 2014 to solve the war in the Donbass region. And they've been frozen for a couple years, but Macron believes that he could restart these talks, and they could perhaps provide a vehicle to, you know, de-escalating the current crisis. And I will also say that Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, who Macron will see tomorrow, says he encourages Macron in his mission and he has confidence in him.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thank you as always.
Thank you, Scott.